Well, hello there. Welcome to the story of us, from cosmic dawn to the depths of being. I'm your host, Jeff Ellison, and I want to be the first to welcome you. You can learn more about the story of us by visiting us right there on the World Wide Web by going to thestoryofusproject.com. I got to tell you, I'm a little new to this podcast thing. This is my first recording, but we're taking it easy and we're going to use this content to help us edit and upload. As we get started, sharing great conversation, making wonderful connection, and contemplating the richness of those stories that we get to hear. So join me as we celebrate life and explore the human journey all the way from stardust to stillness. You know, I believe that each life is a small building block in time, from the Big Bang all the way to the edges of infinity. Your story is a tiny but essential thread in the rich tapestry of the expanding universe, a narrative woven very intricately among countless others, each one of these stories contributing to the vast mosaic that we call existence. As we navigate through the realms of experience filled with joys, sorrows, triumphs, and challenges, we find that these moments shape not just our individual paths, but also connect us to one another in really profound ways. Help me weave our unique stories and shared experiences into the fabric of eternity. Let's create an everlasting legacy that celebrates our shared humanity. Most importantly, I want you to understand that your story matters, and it matters not only to you, but to the collective memory of our entire species. So, together, let's put our tattoos on the ether, as Tyler Childers says. Let's etch our identities into the very existence of time itself, ensuring that our voices reverberate through the ages. Here at The Story of Us, our conversations will be preserved for future generations, and it's my hope that they send the same message as the oldest known hand-stenciled cave paintings that were made by Neanderthal cousins over 64,000 years ago. And that message was, I was here. My life had meaning. My life was valuable. And I have a story to tell. So, kick back, grab a cup of coffee, stick those headphones in, and let's listen to a very meaningless, kind of mundane, and a little bit funny conversation with our first guest, Jessica Ellison. Let's kick it off. Okay, welcome to The Story of Us from Cosmic Dawn.
I like that title.
Thank you. I wasn't done.
You should be.
The Story of Us. Okay. So this is the story of us because you and me, we kind of go pretty far back, don't we?
We sure do.
25 years. 25. It's amazing. I know. So I've never asked you this, but I want you to tell me your story. So I know you grew up here in Louisville, but tell me a little bit more. So mom and dad, what'd they do growing up?
So mom and dad owned their own company called Flexible Packaging.
Ooh.
Professionals. Ooh. And they had a plant that made plastics of all sorts. And I have a brother who is almost 3 years younger than me. And we grew up in a nice little neighborhood. And yeah.
Yeah. So so your parents, when did they actually meet?
They met at the grocery store, both working. I think they were 17.
Wow. And how long were they married?
35 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's a good run. It was a good run. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you think back growing up, do you have some, you know, you close your eyes, do you have visions of fond memories?
Oh, sure. I mean, I think as a kid, we used to always travel. My mom drove. She still drives everywhere. She loves it. And my mom would throw my brother and I and our two other really close family friends in the car, and we'd drive all the way to Florida in the back of the station wagon with no seatbelts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where did you guys go in Florida?
We always went to St. Petersburg because my grandparents lived there.
Okay. Nice. So, what else do you want to talk about?
Well,
this is a demo, so we're using this for editing reasons, kind of get the whole hang of it. But I don't know. Let's see. Let's talk about, you know me.
I do.
And I get into things quickly.
Correct.
And deeply.
Deeply.
And sometimes I move on and sometimes I don't.
Right.
I've been into a few things for a couple of years now. I think I'm
holding
a pattern.
Right. But earlier tonight, you said that you wanted to get a drum kit, and that's going to be a hard no.
Okay, well, beard was a hard no, too, but
this is totally different. Totally different.
Okay, well, I'll keep working on you. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah, but I understand why.
Yeah.
Right?
You have plenty of other things that you like to do. You don't need to add drums right now.
Okay. All right. That's fair. So why don't we talk about, I'm curious, what are you into right now? Like, what things are like really exciting to you right now? Or I don't know, books you're reading, movies you've watched, or TV shows that you're watching. What's holding your attention these days?
Wow. Let me think. I definitely like to read. I don't like to learn anything when I read. So I like to read smutty books, murder mysteries, those types of things. Which is totally opposite of you, and it annoys you. You like to learn.
You know, my guess is that you're learning more than you think you're learning.
Probably, I guess, but yeah, probably.
Yeah. So what's the last book you read? You told me at dinner you finished a book last night.
I did finish a book, and I'm sorry to say that because I read on the Kindle, I'm not even 100% sure I can tell you the name of it.
Okay, so did it have a plot?
It did have a plot. It was a romance about a girl who is a twin, and her older brother plays in the NBA, and she's always felt like she was second fiddle to him, and he just moved her back to Chicago to live with him in his fancy, penthouse.
Oh.
I couldn't think of the word. Fancy penthouse in a building with a doorman and everything. And she met an ice hockey player that was supposed to be a bad boy, but he turned out to be nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Happy ending?
Of course. They fell in love, yada, yada.
Okay. So you read a lot of books like that, right?
I do.
And let's see. You like the murder mystery
thing,
too. I do
really like the murder mystery books.
What do you think draws you to those types of books?
I guess when I read, I like to zone out and not really think about things and to just relax. Reading helps me fall asleep a lot. So, again, that's why I don't want to be learning while I'm trying to fall asleep. I do like some smart people books, but not as many as you.
Smart people books. So I bet the author of the fell in love with the ice hockey player probably took offense to that. But since we don't know the title of the book and we don't know who wrote it, then we're probably pretty safe.
Probably so.
So you've read, you do read quite often, though.
I mean, you read a lot.
You plow through a bunch of books on Kindle.
Yes. I like to read on Kindle so that I can see it without my glasses.
Mm.
And I can lay in bed without turning the light on. Unlike you.
Right. So do you have a book that you have read recently in the last couple of years that is one that you thought, man, really good book?
I loved The Nightingale.
Chris and Hannah.
Yeah.
What did you love about that? Because I would argue that you're getting very, very close to smart people material.
I said I read some smart people material. I liked so much about that story. I liked that the woman was able to hide everything that she was doing from the men, since women were supposed to, be just at home, cooking, taking care of kids, not helping in the war at all. I liked that they told a whole story about her life and how she helped.
Okay, yeah. That's great. And I think that, especially those Kristen Hanna books, I think they probably resonate with you and other women because, you know, they talk about things that are relevant to you as a female. Agree?
Agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is it's a funny question because when I ask, like, what are you into?
I know.
Your whole life centers around taking care of the house, the family.
Kids and you and the dogs.
and the other people in the family and everyone.
Everyone.
I mean, it's like all over. But, you know, don't you think it's about time that...
I probably need to get a hobby.
Well, maybe not a hobby, but I think you're probably into more things than what you think about.
Right.
You just don't get into them too deeply.
Too deeply.
Right.
So I do like to watch TV. Obviously I work, so I'm on the computer and stuff like that. I, really, really, really like to do hot yoga a lot, but I can't find a studio that I like. My goal is to try to find a new one that I like. I tried one and it was no go for me.
All right. So listeners, let's help Jessica find a hot yoga studio in Louisville, Kentucky. How about that?
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Not Betsy's. Or actually, it's Hot Yoga East, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, too hot.
It's just too hot. The people are lovely, but it's just too hot.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Lovely people.
They're very nice.
Okay. That's good. So this summer is going to be a little different. Typically, the two of us, one thing that we enjoy doing together, and I would say to back it up, you know, back the bus up a little bit, one of the greatest things about being married and having such a wonderful relationship and having been in it for so long is that I think over time we have found things that we really enjoy doing together.
Absolutely.
So I think,
traveling. That's a huge one. I kind of feels weird right now because we don't have a plan. I mean, we're going to New York just to visit Peyton for the weekend, but we don't have like our next big grand adventure planned.
I know, it feels odd. Yeah, for me, it's really, it's very therapeutic to know that I break up my work life and each year into little finish lines.
Yeah.
You know?
Finish lines are better.
I'm going to work my butt off and then break the tape somewhere, right?
Right.
And right now it feels a little bit weird, but I'm kind of enjoying settling into a summer where we just kind of hang out, relax. Work on things like this podcast.
Yeah.
I think that'll be really helpful. But I do think we have Australia on the wish list,
on
right?
Wish list. Yeah, it's definitely a place that we've talked about. I think it would be amazing to go there. I've always wanted to go to there and New Zealand and Fiji.
Mm.
Fiji. But I also think I know you guys have been saying Japan, which could be equally cool. Might just be too cold at that particular time of the year.
Right. Yeah, I know we have to pick the perfect time, but there's so many places I think that you would enjoy that we would enjoy together.
Right.
That it's hard to pick.
Right.
But I think you just got to keep trucking.
Keep trucking. I do really want to do that sailboat to the islands.
Yeah, we need to make that happen for sure.
We should make that happen. We also have a 25th anniversary coming up.
Yes, 25th in August.
That's right.
August 26th. Now, everyone in podcast worlds knows my password to 80% of all of the things.
Don't
that...
Don't tell them these things. Don't tell them.
Okay, I guess I have to change it now. Maybe I'll add some asterisks or a carrot
some
or something.
At the back. It'll be fine.
Yeah. No, it's really interesting that, you know, I think that before each other, which doesn't even feel like a thing anymore.
Right.
It's been so long. I think we each individually had little things that we were into, but we really kind of, it took a while, but we kind of found those things. You know, there for a while was traveling around to watch the Zac Brown Band.
Yes.
Lots of Chris Stapleton concerts together. Festivals.
Festivals. I love a good outdoor music festival. They're the greatest.
Yeah. Bourbon and Beyond. That's always a good one.
Really good.
We've been to some good ones. Do you remember that one down in Nashville? I think it was called Southern Ground.
It was Zach Brown. And
yeah, it was his record label. But, man, there were some good people. John Mayer came out and played with him.
Yeah.
Michael Fronte and Spearhead were there.
Was Lenny Kravitz?
Greg Allman.
Oh, Greg Allman was definitely there.
Yeah, it was really good. It was down on the river there in Nashville.
We took all our baseball friends.
That's right. That's right, we did. That was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
You know, so we've done other things too, though. I mean, other concerts. Tyler Childers at Red Rocks comes to mind for me.
That was one of the best. Santana.
Ooh, okay, that's way back.
That's
over 25 years ago. But no, Santana at the Outdoor Pavilion in Madrid. I think that might have, if I could remember it well enough, it might have been the best. Right. But, you know.
Recently, the best was probably Tyler at Red Rocks. I had never been there, so it was amazing just to see a concert. You know, you always think, is it going to look like what the pictures or the videos show you? And it was amazing to be there and to listen to him, and he was really good that night, too.
It was a cool place. It was a great weekend.
It was.
It was, you know, I love Colorado.
You do.
But you know, being there and just spending the time with you was really fun. And we ended up staying at the Four Seasons.
Yes,
that was super
fancy.
Probably
the fanciest hotel we've ever stayed at.
Right. You know, for me, one of the best concerts recently was, you know, the Sphere was a huge experience.
A lot
of fun. I would say from a concert perspective, though, the Dead show that we saw in Boulder with Kathy and Kelly,
Agreed. Your
aunt and uncle, that was a really, really fun experience.
It was. Night two at the Sphere was better than night one, but I don't know. I agree. I still think Boulder was the better.
You don't love the music all that much.
I like the music. I don't like when the jamming goes on for extremely way too long. There's just, you know.
Which is really interesting because, you know, you don't know that the words. And you don't listen to the story that the artist is telling you.
No. Which is.
And when you think you know the words, typically I hear you sing them, they're wrong. So I'm not really sure why the jamming affects you so much because I don't know. Like the words don't seem to matter either all that much.
The chorus.
And the bridge. Okay. Good enough. Yeah, you're an ornery concert goer though. I mean, it is well known that about 80% ornery.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah. You've really chilled out. I think you've gotten into your groove. Yeah. There was a while there that I felt like we kind of needed some sort of taser or pepper spray or something every time we went to a concert. You were going to find somebody to fight with.
I really think people should follow the rules at certain places, especially obviously at concerts. They shouldn't steal my shirts and push me down. And they shouldn't hold their phone up as high as they can and video the whole thing. Are you ever going to go back and watch that? Come on.
In
the moment.
Right. No, I get it. That's ridiculous because there's no way they watch all that.
There's no way they watch it.
Maybe they upload them to their YouTube or
Maybe, but I guarantee they just sit on their phones. And then they miss the whole experience because they were holding up their phone.
So there's been some, we share a common interest in music, but there's been some music that you've been listening to lately. Who have you not seen in concert that you would be interested in seeing?
That I haven't seen ever.
Well,
like
you know, let's not.
Because I really liked the Red Clay Strays, but they only played a couple songs.
Yeah, that was going to be my caveat, is that when you go to these music festivals, you kind of get a taste.
Right.
But you don't really get to dig in with the artist and spend the afternoon or evening with them and hear a bunch of stuff. So I agree with you. Red Clay Strays at Bourbon and Beyond last year was phenomenal.
They were so good.
And
really were.
I would like to see them play a full set. That'd
Me
be
too.
Really good. You know, one of the bands I've been really gravitating towards, and I think Peyton and Izzy turned me on to it last summer, but man, I can't get enough of Mount Joy.
Oh, I love Mount Joy. That was going to be my next one. We saw them too at Bourbon and Beyond.
We did, but again, just kind of gave you a little taster.
Just made you want them to keep playing.
Yeah, so a little appetizer.
I would like to go to them too.
They're Thursday, Newport Amphitheater up in Cincinnati.
This coming Thursday?
June 12th.
Oh, maybe we should go. Maybe. Also want to go to the Marcus King on Friday.
That's Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unfortunately, that ticket is a little too pricey for me right now.
Yeah, it's sold out too. I did try to look again.
Oh, well, that makes me feel better. So I can't afford it. I just can't
get a ticket.
There. Yeah.
Perfect.
Fair enough. Okay, well, I think I've put you through the ringer plenty.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been fun.
Yeah. We'll see what this gets us. We'll upload it a little bit and see if we can play around. I do think, though, I can't hear. Nothing's coming out of these headphones.
Nothing's coming out.
Can you hear everything that I'm saying in the headphones?
No, I feel like I can just hear you because I'm sitting next to you.
I think we're just so close we can hear each other. But, yeah, I can't hear anything out of the
Also, maybe the hear a little bit of echoing.
It sounds like that, but I think when we play it back, you might find that it's a little different. Okay, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. I'm probably going to make you do this again at some point, but we'll get more prepared and we'll actually have a real conversation. How about that?
That sounds good.
Okay, deal.